Good morning. If you have your Bibles, please open them to Psalm 119. We're going to be reading the section beginning with the 153rd verse through the 160th verse. Consider mine affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law. Plead my cause and deliver me, quicken me according to thy word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgments. Many are my persecutors and mine enemies, yet do I not decline from thy testimonies. I beheld the transgressors and was grieved, because they kept not thy word. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. So we begin this psalm with a petition to consider his afflictions, his distress. And he asks the Lord to deliver him from that, because he does not forget his law. We remember from other sections of this particular chapter, we are reminded over and over, such example in the 97th verse, "Oh, how I love thy law, it is my meditation all the day. How the word is a lamp unto his feet and a light unto his path." He does not forget God's law in times of distress and affliction, and he puts that first. He continues, "Plead my cause and deliver me, quicken me according to thy word." So he doesn't plead his own cause. He goes to his God and asks him to plead his cause and deliver him from that affliction, to quicken him according to his promise. But he recognizes that salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek his statutes. But then in the 156th verse, we have a slight change, because he says, "Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgments." So he refers here to Jehovah in his covenant name, his Lord. And he recognizes that his hope by trusting in his law is solely upon the benefit that he receives from the covenant God that he's pleading to. And recognizes that great are his tender mercies, that by his covenant he would be quickened by his judgments and not destroyed. He says, "Many are my persecutors and mine enemies, yet do I not decline from thy testimony." Again, he is consistent, and he places God's truth above his circumstances. But then we see the true essence of his heart, by he says, "I beheld the transgressors and was grieved, because they kept not thy word." He has pain. He has grief. And his suffering here is not in his affliction, but his suffering is in the wicked, in viewing the transgressors that do not keep God's word. And he concludes, "Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness." Again, he pleads his cause to his covenant head and recognizes that it is by his tender mercies, his loving kindness, that he shall receive salvation. Because the Lord's word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. So we would do well to remember from this psalm that when we suffer, that when we stand in the presence of transgressors, that we would do well to put the Lord first and us second, to concentrate on his truth and on his law, what he requires of us to magnify his glory and not our own, because it's so simple for us in even the smallest things to put ourselves first.